This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What is goody, Hot Breathiverse? Welcome back to Hot Breath, the show where you learn comedy from the pros. Today's episode is with our monthly $100 joke contest winner, Bob Kirk. Every single month, for graduates of our Comedy Writing Masterclass, we do this $100 joke contest where students are challenged to write a brand new 90-second set in just 7 days based on a secret theme. If you want to level up your comedy writing, this is the best way to not only learn comedy writing, but to also have accountability and a supportive community to help you develop your comedy writing. So if that sounds like something that would help you level up your comedy game, click the link in the description of this episode. And now there is only one thing left to do. And that is inhale a hot breath with Bob Kirk.
Bob Kirk. Vacations, vacations. Everybody loves vacations. Vacations, to me, stress me out. Ooh. Vacation from friends and family. I just want the greatest adventure of my life. A place I've never been before. I just don't want that to be 6 feet under. Although it's probably the ultimate vacation. I dread going on vacation because you always take more stuff than you need. We had to pay $300 extra for luggage. And that was just my emotional baggage. Never mind this stuff. Oh, you're going on a cruise for 10 days with the same people, staying in a small cabin with no balcony, no window. You're with your girlfriend day in and day out. I wasn't greeted by the captain. No, I was greeted by Norwalk virus. The only excursion I had was to the head. It was either that or man overboard. Oh, I'd much rather go up north to a cabin and relax, see some rocks, some trees, some water, and argue with a frog on Terrierio. Rocks and trees, rocks and trees on Terrierio. Oh, people are talking about the negative side of COVID. Not being able to spend time with friends and family. Negative side? Negative side? That's what I call testing positive. Bon voyage.
Yeah, Bob Kirk, let's go.
So I guess we know next month's theme, mother-in-laws.
I was like in the middle of speaking and I was like, oh my gosh, she's walking by and can hear me. And then I got all nervous. That's hilarious. Yes, indeedy. And which you may win as well. I mean, who knows? You're on a roll here, Bob Kirk.
Yeah, try it.
Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, thanks, Joel. Thanks. It was fun.
How's it feel?
Well, it feels great. I'm a little surprised, but it's good to be surprised. It's a good surprise.
Yeah, for sure. I was surprised by your shirt, but that's clearly, I think, what took it over the edge.
I'm still wearing it.
You're still wearing it?
His I haven't taken it off. It's like good luck, right? So I know Myrtle's after me, you know, you should change that. Fire.
Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Myrtle's probably like, yeah, let's set it on fire. Yeah.
You're not going to wash it. I'm going to burn it. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, man. It was such a funny set. What's your favorite joke from this set?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know. I kind of like them all, but let's see. I think the negative side of COVID.
Yeah.
The ending. The friends of, I mean, that's true, right? You couldn't see your friends or family, which I really didn't think was all that bad. I didn't have to go to restaurants. You didn't have to travel, you know, see relatives, you know, any of that. It's just, I was at home writing. I was on Write 10 every day. So
I mean, that's how we met, you know, thanks to the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
So we wouldn't be here right now without it.
I look for the positive in the negative.
Yeah, I love that. That's such a funny, it's just such a funny spin on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. It was like, well, it can't all be negative. I mean, yes, I mean, anyway, take the positive.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. People really liked that joke, too. There were a lot of comments about that joke and your shirt, but about that joke as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I had fun writing. I did about four drafts of it this time.
Wow.
None more. So that whole set. And like, I always write more than I need. So it's like a funnel effect, right? Just like write, and hone it down to.
Yep. And it just distills down into just like comedy gold there, you know?
Yeah. And it, you know what? I love writing all these themes because I try to expand it out to a new 5 minutes with pretty much all of them, right? So this one, I'm going to do that too, vacation. I think it's good. I did that with the family theme and had a new like 5-7 minutes, whatever, from that one. So I think with all of them, it's a challenge, but, you know, it's something you wouldn't normally think about, but, it does challenge you to write and be creative and
come up with something. You know, I mean, that's the goal with the themes is to hopefully make them a theme that can translate beyond this contest. So you have material that you can actually do on stage and stuff, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I mean, having the right 10 every day is good. It's a good, I kind of use it as a warm up if I in there every day for, you know, just write and post some jokes and I try to always do more. At least 10 jokes on the word, you know?
Yeah.
So it really inspires you to write and challenges you, right? So
for sure.
Gets the fluids going.
So you we do, for people that may not know, we do a daily joke writing exercise in our Facebook group where we get a new word and we write a new joke using that word. Kind of like a mini version of this contest we do. But, yeah, it's a daily word that we'll post in there, which has been a contest, but it sounds like you just use it just for like the fun of just like get it. It kind of helps you break writer's block, gives you a writing prompt just to kind of get going.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there are some good jokes that I've written, but, they're scattered. I do enjoy the theme, though, because, you know, you give us a theme and boom, right away, 90 seconds. So, and it goes so fast. I mean, you know, you write, and then tape it, you know, 10, 15 takes later.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I think Chris, one of the finalists, posted in the Facebook group that he had like 100 takes of his set he did.
Yeah. No, I start off and they end up being like the first couple of takes are like, you know, a minute 40, a minute 50. I go, oh my God, this, when I read it, because I read it and time it beforehand. And then I thought, well, you know, it I've got it down to 130, but you get there, it's like 150. I go, I got it. But it always gets faster as you do it, you know, get more comfortable with it, right? As you do it. So
exactly.
Yeah. So I get it down. I think it was 130. 131, somewhere in there.
So where did you start with this theme? You know, what was kind of the first joke that came up, or where did you start to really start building the setup?
I you know, a lot of those jokes come from the previous, the previous drafts, right? So I look at it and say, okay, well, what's got some legs here? What works, you know, and build it from there. So it's hard to say, like emotional baggage. I like that line too. And I was thinking really, I guess, cause I'm closer to it. The 6 feet under line, you know,
that was a good one too. That was a good one.
Yeah. That's the ultimate vacation, I guess. So, and then I was thinking, because I have friends that have gone on cruises, right. And they tell me they love it. Either they like it or you hate it. Right. And some people,
yeah.
20 cruises. They're just, that's what they do. Oh. And then you think, well, wait, you're on with the same people all the time. It's like you're in this little room. People, if you don't get a balcony, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like really compact, right? So all you can do is walk around the ship. I mean, and then of course, over the last few years before this pandemic, Well, I think they did have some ships at sea. They wouldn't let them port, or you know,
yeah, it was wild
because of the pandemic, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there was that Norwalk virus thing before the pandemic. So it's like, oh man, yeah, just what I want to be compact in exactly. a herd of people. And when I thought about it, I'd much rather be up north. Like I said, the rocks and trees, and you know, it's funny because I had toured Canada about four or five times previously, and that's all Canada is, rocks and trees. You're on the highways, rocks and trees, rocks.
Toured
and trees.
Like for vacation?
No, for performing before, right? With my troupe. So yeah.
No big deal.
It's like a lot of rocks and trees, especially in like northern Ontario. It's like wild and hilly, and it is beautiful. Like north of Superior.
Mm-hmm. So, I love how you just threw that in there, though. I toured Canada about four times with my improv troupe. No big deal. You're just like, yeah, no big deal. We just toured the country a few times. You said that so nonchalant. That's cool, Bob.
Yeah. So that's when you see Canada.
Oh, and Chris Grulon said, shout out to the Riff Room again. Congrats, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, Chris. And you know, it's a great thing that he does. And everybody's in there, like Chris and Dino, Joan, you know, Quentin. I'm going to... Juan Carlos, Bernice, Axel, Andy, and Timothy. Sometimes, and Joan runs her room on Mondays. So, you know, Jack's been in there. I mean, Jack's in there quite a bit regular, and Joan and Jordan from Vancouver. You know, so it's good. It's always good to have that and be able to, you know, run some stuff in there. It's wonderful, right? To be able to do that. So, it's a challenge and a lot of fun. And then, of course, the UN group with Bobby and with Joan and Dino. Evelyn was in there, Jack, you know, Justin before, and Marlena. But I haven't been able to get in there for a while because, you know, family commitments on Sunday.
Of course. Totally Myrtle's, understandable.
I've got a note from Myrtle for this. She said, well, at least you're winning $100. You can take it. And it's US.
Ooh, fancy.
It stretches a long way.
If you call stretching inflation, then yeah, for sure. We are pushing the limits. I feel like next month's contest we'll have to pay in Bitcoin. I feel like, even though, or we're gonna have to pay in like Starbucks. It's not even like real bucks, it's just Starbucks at this point. That's well, that has more
cards,
value.
Gas cards would be nice.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Well, maybe Starbucks will give you gas, so maybe there's something to that. Yeah. Yeah.
Starbucks is too expensive. I'm on a senior's budget.
Oh, and Joan said, thanks, Bob. How lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you know, you're talking about education. I think it's always good to do courses and get more, you know, more education is, you know, there's a lot out there to learn. I mean, and I'm not done yet. You know, it's like lifetime learner. That's my mom instilled that in my head. She was like going to classes in her 90s, you know, like adult classes and learning mm-hmm. the computer. She could operate the computer better than me.
It's so true, man. And it's been cool to see you because my wife and I watch all the contest submissions, but I there aren't favorites, but I will say when Bob comes on, she does perk up a little bit. She'll be like, oh, Bob, because you're one of the ones who's we've seen. You've basically submitted to every single contest we've done, and it's been cool to see you over time. Like early on, you were just like this big ball of energy and you had a lot of personality, and now you're like you've learned structure and like the writing behind how to use this persona in like an organized way. So it's been cool to just see your voice and your skill set develop through learning and then also applying what you're learning. It's been really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's good. It's a, you know, if you, I think you got to write, like the more you write, I think the better you get, the more experience you get. Right. And like you said, like I've been doing Zoom shows too, and performing up north at Deb's Comedy Den up in Gravenhurst. So, you know, it's good to get out and perform, but write and Zoom shows, you know? Mm-hmm. So I know some people don't like Zoom shows, but hey, it's a opportunity to perform and try your stuff out for sure.
Yeah, so, it's better than nothing too, for sure.
Yeah, like Sarah got me on a couple of shows that she was on, so it was good. And they were one in Colorado, the other one in California, so you know it's not just local. It's
flex.
Yeah. No, well, I'm just saying it's good. And you know, through your group here, you meet all kinds of people, and Chris in the Riff Room, there's different people from all over the place. You know, so
I know
it's great to which you otherwise wouldn't meet, right? So
yeah,
normal. Yeah. So
that's why it started.
Yeah. And like I said, the education is good. The courses you're doing, and Jerry Corley has a lot of courses he offers at a la carte, you know, which is really good. Different subject every Monday. Mm-hmm. So that's really helpful too, you know, on different aspects. And the breakdown that you guys were doing on that, I always get his name wrong. Chris is going to kill me. Was it Hurricane? No.
Earthquake.
I always call him Hurricane for some reason. It's just like a whirlwind of jokes just blasted at you, right? Yeah. Earthquake.
I know. How I dare you, Bob?
Yeah.
I'm telling Earthquake.
Apologize, Earthquake. I'm sorry.
No. Mr. Quake.
Mr. Quake, the dementia kicks in.
Hurricane.
I apologize.
He loves them. He reposts all the ones that we share, like. Yeah, I mean, he loves what we're doing over there. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, and I like that. That was a good thing you did with the breakdown with Chris and Yoshi, you know, breaking down different people's sets. You learn from that, too. I think you should continue that, you know.
Yeah, Chris, yeah.
Really, he was great. He really analyzed it. Really, I thought he did an awesome job breaking it all down, too. And you guys.
Yeah.
So it was nice, you know. Continue that. That would be good. It should be its own show.
We do it every Tuesday. On the YouTube channel every Tuesday at 5 p.m. we're starting to break down comedy specials and then also give joke feedback to people in the live chat and such. So yeah, we're starting to make that the show. And I don't know if you saw last week, but we broke down Cat Williams' new special.
Oh yeah.
And we graded
I tried
it.
To watch that. You know, I got to say, I watched it on Netflix, but the sound was horrible on there. On the special, it was really bad.
Oh, maybe it's your age. Maybe your hearing is awful. I don't know. No.
I mean, technically.
Or you couldn't hear the punchlines. Maybe that was a slight dig. Bob said, he's like, I just couldn't hear the punchlines.
anyway, I thought it's good, you know.
But yeah, we broke down his and we're starting to grade comedy specials on an Earthquake scale. So it's like, how many Earthquakes out of 5 was the special? So yes. Yeah. So yeah, we're doing more of those. Yeah. And Chris helped get that started, but I know Chris has, like you said, a life and a family. So, you know, doing it every week, you know, people, I do 3 live streams a week, you know, people take it for granted that it just happens, but you know, it's all for the love of the game, but it is to do it every single week, you know, and it's it adds up. So you're welcome. Hot breath.
Jeez. I know, I have a hard enough time doing the monthly contest. Just, oh, I'm in the garage again. Oh, here I go.
But then on the inverse, I haven't submitted a monthly contest in like 3 months. So there's the balance there that I'll do all these other things, but I don't do that. So it's all, it's all balance. You know, it's all what you can do without going crazy.
Right.
Oh, and Andrew asked, where's Jones' room? Which is in the Hot Breath Pro Facebook group. For everyone that graduates from our Comedy Writing Masterclass, there's a Facebook group as well where they do that riff room. We talked about that Chris hosts, and then Joan hosts a room in there as well. So, yeah. Mr. Davis.
And Chris's room is every day from 3 to around 5, Monday to Friday.
It's incredible. Oh, yeah. I love seeing comics help comics.
Yeah, it's very helpful to be able to run it and get some, you know, feedback and tags and you know, get their opinion. You know, when you're doing it in front of a dozen people, you know, you're going to get some feedback that, you know, that you may not have thought about, or, you know, if it's hitting or not. So,
and you always hear that. like big time comics, even talking to each other on podcasts and stuff, how they'll always like give each other feedback and try to help with tags and things like that. So yeah, it at any level, whether you're a new or haven't even done stand up yet, aspiring comic, or you're a professional, like at all levels, we're all getting feedback from each other and trying to help each other add a new point of view onto what you're writing. So that's this whole community, the Hot Breathiverse, is just to be a supportive and positive place for comics to get that kind of support and feedback. So it's cool to see it in action and working.
And now you're starting another leg of it, Joe.
Another league?
Another leg of it. Another the Hot Breath Touring Group.
Yeah, we're getting there for sure. I just loved your accent came out right there. Leg, another leg of it. And I was like, league? And you're like, no, leg. Leg, silly.
You're going to give me a leg to stand on.
Leg. There's a Y in there. It's like L-A-Y-G. It's like people in the South say pen. The word is pen, but that we add syllables. Pen.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hilarious. That's cool. Well, is there any anything else you want to say about your set or the contest or anything else you want to say? Bob, you have the Hot Breathiverse in the palm of your hand right now.
Oh, I do? Wow.
Yes. You're a big deal.
Will it leave a mark? That's what I want to know.
Is it contagious? I think is what Bob is asking.
Beaver fever. Don't drink the water. In the lakes. You can get beaver fever. Anyway. I enjoy it. I'm having fun writing. I'm enjoying it and, you know, performing. So it's all good. I'm headed to Montreal next week from Wednesday to Sunday. So.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that little bit of vacation.
I'll have
part two. With Myrtle.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Some poutine.
Oh yeah. I've had that once and that was it. I'm still tired.
And smoked meat, you know, Schwartz's in the main. So I haven't been in Montreal for a little while. So
what we're saying is this may be Bob's last contest because he's going to go up and eat a bunch of carbs and gravy. And maybe some fried stuff. So this may be it.
I'm glad
you're taking time to balance and, like, you know, do family time and live life as well. I think that's something sometimes us comics can lose sight of is like, oh, you got to live a life as well.
I know. And I do lose sight. I get so focused and involved in this. It's hard to balance, I think. You know,
oh, dude.
Writing, performing, life, you know, family life. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge, but I'm trying.
You're doing, man. You're going to Montreal with family next weekend. So you're doing it, my friend.
Yeah. So I look forward to that. And it's fun doing those TikToks too.
Yeah. You're on TikTok. Yeah. Where would you want people to follow you or connect with you? Yeah.
I'm at Bob Kirk Comedy on TikTok and on Instagram and Bob Kirk on Facebook. I haven't done YouTube yet, but I'm gonna work on a YouTube channel. I'm doing a whole I'll show you. I'm working on this can you guys see this? 1001 ways to be romantic.
Wow.
And it says worth memorizing. So it's a good, it's a great writing exercise to be able to look at the book, and because he makes all kinds of suggestions to be more romantic. Because, you know, I'm trying to be more romantic.
So are you doing a YouTube channel or an OnlyFans? What are you referencing here, Bob?
I want to do a YouTube channel. I read the book and I'm writing, you know, jokes or little jokes on each one of those. So I want to put those out, you know, as, you know, 1 minute or less of jokes, not so much a 90 second routine, but more jokes on suggestions of that. So I've been writing quite a bit on that, you know.
Oh, and you want to make it a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Romantic tips with Bob.
Oh, you, and that, as long as you wear that shirt, which if people are listening to the podcast, you've got to go to our YouTube channel. If anything, just to see Bob's shirt that he wore for the contest. Ooh, that drip. Ooh, my man's on fire. Swagalicious.
Yeah, merchandising opportunity.
Oh, Bob's got merch coming up next. Yeah,
bring candles, anything romantic, chocolates, candles, you know, towels.
Oh, and Chewy just followed you on TikTok, he says. So, you got a new follower there, Bob.
All right. Yeah. And you're on there. You're doing a lot on there, too. I see you every day.
Man, I've started posting podcast clips on there. But it's like, that's basically what I post on TikTok right now, or like podcast interviews.
Right. I know Sandy's on a lot, too. And by the way, Sandy and Chris, great job, too. I enjoyed
Yeah.
You know, a shout out to them. Yeah, Sandy's on quite a bit. She's big on TikTok, I think. She got a lot happening there.
She's posting
a lot of social media. She knows how to work it.
Yeah. It is work, though, for anyone. It is,
I know. You do that. I really enjoy the writing and the contest and performing. But, I mean, if you got to get out there and market yourself, it's, you know, through all these social medias, that's a challenge for sure to learn, you know.
It's true. Oh, and Sandy said, thanks for the shout out, Bob. Great interview. Yeah. So if you want people to connect with you, TikTok is the best way. At Bob Kirk Comedy.
That or probably Facebook and DMs, you know.
Oh, and Bob sliding the DMs. He is reading a romantic book. He really did. Just talking about sliding.
I'm working on it. Yes. I don't know which way to go. It's a great book. I said, Myrtle, so has it helped? Have you noticed anything? Am I improving? She goes, no.
She's like, you're reading that book instead of talking to me.
I'm bringing it for the train ride to Montreal.
Oh, my gosh.
Figured, you know, they speak French there. That's romantic. It's, you know, not as expensive as going to France.
Oui, oui.
Yeah.
I believe that's French.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
What? Bonjour. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Do you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Un petit peu.
Yeah.
Un poutine? Yeah. Did you say un poutine? Yeah. Is that what you said?
any French I speak is related to food. Food or beer. Or wine. Anyway.
Dude. Congratulations, man. That was such a great set, dude. I love doing this, and I love seeing people submit their sets and seeing people grow each time they post and submit their sets. It's really been fun to see, Bob. I appreciate all that you've done for the Hot Breathverse since the beginning, and it's been I'm a fan. I'm telling you, man. I love what you're doing, and I'm excited to do more together.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Well, let's.
It's better than the alternatives.
Amen to that. The 6 feet under. It's better than 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Or tiling, doing tile in your kitchen, which that's what I have. That's what I'm doing today.
I'm trying to keep this going for you. Some painting. I'm trying to buy you some time.
Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting.
You have two women at the door knocking and listening. Is he done yet?
Yeah. It's true, though. I do get nervous if I hear someone walking around. You've seen me on live streams years now.
That with your wife. Oh, she's outside the door.
She's listening. She's listening. Yeah, it's all. Yeah, it still affects me.
I can hear the glass go against the door. Yeah.
It's true.
Well. You can tell her you're on YouTube, you know, looking at the do-it-yourself videos for tile.
There's a big deal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. The do-it-ourself is calling my father-in-law. Yeah.
There you go. You can help. You just got to hand him a tile. You say, look, you don't want me to get this suit dirty.
No, definitely not. You know, this is my wedding suit as well. This is the suit I didn't wear this tie, but I wore this suit and shirt to my wedding. Not to flex.
I almost didn't recognize you this morning when you didn't have the hat.
I know. I got a haircut this week, so my hair wasn't like this, so I could pull it off. Yeah. That's cool. Oh, that's great. Jones said, fun, great interview. Thanks, guys. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Well, thank y'all so much for hanging out. I know we'll let y'all get back to your Sundays here, but thank y'all so much for hanging out. Bob, congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks. It's now I got to go help Myrtle garden. So.
Girdle. Oh, 1,001 ways to romantic. Yeah, yeah.
Garden.
Oh, well, enjoy that. Enjoy that quality time together, Bob. And I appreciate you so much, man. Congratulations.
Thanks. And thanks, everybody out there in the Hot Breath Burst. Thanks for watching, tuning in, voting, all of the above.
All of it. Well, congrats, Bob. Very well deserved, my friend. There it is, Hot Breathiverse. If you enjoyed this interview, you're going to love the full contest finale live stream we did on our YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel linked in the description of this episode. And if you want to see yourself in the contest finals next month, join our Comedy Writing Masterclass linked in the description of this episode to be automatically entered and win $100 and an interview with your boy. That's me. But until then, and until next Monday, right here on Hot Breath. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.